Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to Astros Baseball, a podcast by a fan for the fans of the Houston Astros. Here is your host, Rob Fontenot.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into this episode of Astros Baseball brought to you by RamShirts.com. The company that brought you Crush City Tees, RamShirts offers custom printed and embroidered apparel. They offer direct-to-garment printing for small runs and screen printing for larger runs. Follow on Twitter and Instagram at RamShirts. Visit RamShirts.com for all your custom apparel needs. And now, for the listeners of the podcast, go to RamShirts.com, enter promo code BASEBALL, and you will receive 25%. Off of your order. That's RamShirts.com. Enter promo code BASEBALL. 25% off. That is awesome. So anyway, I haven't done an episode of this podcast since November 21st. I'm not really sure why I haven't, but you have the mixture of nothing going on. So when that happens, I have to find guests to get something interesting to talk about for you. But we also had the Thanksgiving holidays. We had the Thanksgiving weekend, 4 days off, and I spent the four-day weekend, well, I spent three of them in Oklahoma City visiting my parents. My grandson and my daughter rode up there with me. And they just left today, so I got the laundry done. I washed the sheets. I went grocery shopping. I got everything done to get ready to go back to work on Monday. But some news for you about the podcast. I have two guests lined up this week, and they should be really good shows. Tuesday, and these will both be in the evening, so they'll probably be released later that night. But on Tuesday, I have the co-author of the book about Felipe Alou. It's called Alou, My Baseball Journey. That should be interesting. And Wednesday, I will have the grandson of Judge Roy Hoffhines. So two great shows lined up for you this week. So what I want to talk about in this episode is this. I haven't really ever talked about this subject, but I found a way via a tweet that I posted on the 26th. I don't even know what the day is right now. It's the 30th maybe. I don't know. I'm using my phone to record this, so I can't really look at the date. But on the 26th, and I believe it was over the weekend, this was my tweet. Because news came out, it scrolled along the bottom while we're watching football, that Texas A&M's basketball team will stay in the locker room during the national anthem. And we all know why. So you have two different thoughts on this, and this is what I'm talking about. I've never tackled this issue. But if they all come out and kneel, somebody's going to get mad. If they all come out and stand up and do not kneel, somebody is going to get mad. So they've decided to just stay in the locker room. And I'm pretty sure people are still going to get mad about this. But when that story came out, this is what I tweeted. And I like this tweet. I think it came out very good. And I don't even have to give you my opinion on whether or not that I agree with kneeling down for the national anthem. So this is a good way to look at it. Okay, here's the tweet. See if you like this. I put, just because your actions are not intended to be offensive doesn't mean that other people aren't allowed to be offended by your actions. And what I mean by this is you can say, so we all know kneeling for the national anthem is to draw attention for social injustice, and it needs the attention. And in my opinion, Colin Kaepernick started it all, and maybe he should have chose a different place to decide to do this. Maybe doing it during the national anthem wasn't the best choice, but it did get him the attention that he was looking for. Some of it good, some of it bad. So, kneeling for the anthem, people were offended. And so he came out, I'm not trying to disrespect the flag. I'm not trying to disrespect the military. In fact, someone from the military, because when he first started, he just sat on the bench. And according to him, someone in the military suggested that he kneeled for the national anthem. So he's trying to say, I'm not trying to disrespect the flag. I'm not trying to disrespect the military. But people are still offended by this. There's people that say, if you kneel for the national anthem, you disrespect the flag, you disrespect the country, you disrespect the military. That's their beliefs. And so just because his action, kneeling for the flag, isn't intended to be offensive, people are still offended by it. Now what happens is the people that are offended by it are now getting criticized by the people that are pro-kneeling. And that's what I'm talking about. Just because your actions aren't intended to be offensive, it doesn't mean that other people aren't allowed to be offended. Everybody should have their own beliefs. If you believe kneeling for the national anthem is okay, that's fine. If you believe kneeling for the flag is disrespectful, that's also fine. We should all be able to have our own beliefs. But you can't do something knowing that a lot of people are going to get offended and then get mad at them for getting offended. So that's all I'm trying to say. I thought the tweet was pretty good. I thought it was a good way to bring up the kneeling for the national anthem without actually giving my opinion about it. But I do have the opinion, and like I just said, we should all have our own beliefs. But even if someone else's beliefs aren't the same as ours, we don't have to believe in what they believe, but we have to respect that that's their beliefs and not criticize them for it. Our country is split, red and blue. We all know this. And hopefully everything will get better. Hopefully this country will be healed. And there's a lot of you that think getting rid of Trump will make this happen. And I hope it does. So anyway, let's look at the future coming up for Major League Baseball. The schedule, not really the future. December 2nd, which is coming up, the non-tender deadline. If they're going to tender people contracts, you have people like, let's say, I know Carlos Correa is one of them, but they'll give him one. But I believe like Aledmys Diaz, he's in arbitration, and they can just say, look, we're not going to give you a contract. And that's what it means. He's non-tendered, and they'll let him go. But they have that's the deadline to give someone a contract or not. December 6th to the 10th is the winter meetings, and that's maybe when some deals are going to start getting done. You have this COVID thing going on. A lot of teams crunching money. So we don't know. We don't know what the market's going to be like. And some of these players are going to wait. They're going to wait to sign contracts to see what the top guys get. They want to see what the market is. They won't accept anything until they see the market. And that's probably going to be after the 10th. And the 10th is also the Rule 5 draft. So everyone the Astros didn't protect are eligible to be drafted in the Rule 5 draft. January 15th will be the arbitration for the teams and players they must submit. That will be Correa for sure. And I think Diaz was the other one. The players must submit. This is how much I'm worth. The teams will submit. This is what I want to pay you. And they either agree or they don't. And then January 15th is International Signing Day. And that's where the Astros are getting some of their young talent. So anyway, short episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope no one was offended by my opinions. Tuesday night, the co-author, he helped Philippe Alou write the book, My Baseball Journey. And the Wednesday, the grandson of Judge Roy Hoffines, the man that built the Astrodome. Should be pretty exciting. Don't forget, ramshirts.com. Enter the promo code baseball. Get 25% off. We'll see you next time, folks, here on Astros Baseball.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Astros Baseball. Make sure to subscribe so that way you will be alerted when there is a new episode. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Fontenot.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.